What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today, Tomorrow, and Yesterday presents Jeff Miners, an exclusive sit-down with our very own Luis Bel Ortiz, where he exposes the dark underbelly of his career. Stay tuned.
We are here with our first-time shocking interview with actor Jeff Miners after his guilty verdict. Now, you were charged with public masturbation and smoking hookah with no tip. What do you have to say for yourself in your huge pants?
I mean, I'm a theater kid, so you know, I react off emotion a lot, and you know, I consider myself to be one of the great actors of our generation.
You think so?
Yeah, I believe so. A lot of people also believe so. You believe so? Look in my eyes.
No.
I'm gonna ignore that because you're beneath me. So what I'm trying to say is that there's never been actors of my caliber in this world. So I don't understand why I'm being accused of these things that I did. I'm trying to skirt accountability like a man should. Mm-hmm. I'm a rich man. You know what I mean? I'm a rich man. Do you understand what that means? That means I'm not responsible for my actions.
Right. I completely understand. I don't think you'll be rich for a long time. But I mean, your life has changed since it's happened.
Yeah.
You have lost your biggest role as Gargamel in the Smurf movie.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I know. You've lost all of your sponsorships. They've ended your contract with Honey Packs. How do you feel?
I still got Barstool Sports. You know what I'm saying? They're still holding me down. Listen, losing Honey Packs was a big blow for me economically. And I just feel like I've paid my debt to society, you know.
What have you done?
Not nothing, really.
You haven't even taken accountability.
Well, this interview right now, as you can see by my outfit, is for me. I have a blazer with no collar,
right,
and JNCO jeans on. That's ridiculous. I also have a Newsies hat on. So I'm hoping that your beautiful voice and tones and these softball questions that you're serving up to me will help, you know, fix up my image. Well, that's what my publicist told me anyway, you know.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to go the way you think it will be going. Can you explain what you meant with the audio recording that was submitted into evidence?
So I've been telling you, boo. So I've been telling you, you gotta be. I'm a great man. I'm a great man. I'm gonna end up on the Mount Rushmore of actors alongside Denzel. You gotta be the Cardi to my Offset. You gotta be the Nicki to my Safari. You fucking up my whole shit. You supposed to be my Rock, my Krishan Rock, not a Tatiana. Yo, I'm stressed out. Yo, pass me that hookah, man.
Yo, y'all gotta get you a new tip.
Now give me that shit with no tip, man. I don't want no tip. I'm raw dogging.
Oh. So that night, I had just came home from watching Paid in Full, and Cam'ron's performance in that inspired me, you know, to talk to these Kermit the Frog ass niggas, you know? And, unfortunately they were not present. So, my girlfriend was, and, you know, I explained to her that I am the next Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not the next Denzel Washington. I'm the first Jeff Miners. You understand what I'm saying? So all these motherfuckers out here that don't, I'm sorry, all these people out here that don't understand my situation, they need to look within themselves, because I was a Kang. Okay?
I think you're a bitch. I think you're a liar.
Wow.
You almost had me in the first half with the soft voice and the nice skin.
Yo.
Yeah, you're a fucking liar.
I shaved my face. The skin is working?
Almost. Until you opened your mouth.
God damn. Yo, listen. I'm sorry. Actually, so Miss Ortiz, I want to end this interview now, but I want to end it on a high note. And I want to welcome back my management, Victor Lopez, who has returned from Italy to defend me and my honor. Okay.
Can he also give you a change of pants?
He bought me some Nike Techs so I could go back because this looks crazy. I look crazy right now.
Let's do that.
Yo, listen. Tune in to Victory Light. Download the podcast. Listen to that shit every single day. Forget about me. Forget about Jeff Moniz. I didn't do nothing. All right, Victory Light, episode 15, 16, like it's sweet 16. So leave me alone. I have done nothing, okay? And I'm not accountable for my actions. Peace, y'all. 16.
Dion, you've seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cystation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now I'm just like a Victory Light.
You know, apparently Jeff Minus thinks he's in the same league as Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington, who famously landed a plane while on cocaine and Tito's. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is Victory Light, episode 16. I'm here in the building with the God, Lizbelle Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? We got Francis Perico Limited in the building. Uncle Victor's back. Make some noise. Yeah.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Men in the building. Big Paulie. You know what I'm saying? He's not Italian. You might think he is because his name is Paulie, but he's not. You know what I'm saying? He's a strong black man. You know what I'm saying? And then we got, of course, DJ Hassan Insane. Hassan is in the building, y'all. You know what I'm
the
saying?
The man himself.
You know what I mean? If you see a flyer with his name on it, go to the party because it's going to be lit.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? So, Liz, like I said, Denzel could have landed this plane. Apparently, Alaska Airlines motherfuckers got on that goddamn plane and the plane combusted mid-flight. Yo, so we got some video here. Alaska Airlines takes drastic blah, blah, blah before the side of the window just blows out and there's a hole in the plane, bro. And they just, look at the
and
stars.
And then you just see in the shit. I think those are like buildings. Bro, that would kill me itself. Yo. It don't even matter if you land a plane. I'm not making it.
I'm dying from a panic attack. Yo, that shit is crazy. It looked like the inside of a Bentley with the fucking stars.
I'm surprised at how calm everybody looks.
Yo, facts.
No chaos.
Yo, it's because they take Xanax before they get on a plane so they can fly. They're like, oh, damn, you're on a plane.
I would have looked like DJ Khaled in the back of his Maybach.
Bro, I remember coming off a flight in DR to New York, and we had some of the worst turbulence I ever had in my life.
Oof.
It wasn't just that the plane was shaking. The shit dropped.
Oh, nah.
So it took like 4 or 5 seconds, and the shit dropped. Bro, when I tell you, all of the doñas pulled out their rosaries and the little Virgin Mary pamphlets, and they started praying and screaming. I tell you what, I deadass felt safe. Bro, people be playing with these aircrafts. That's not some shit you fuck around with.
Yo, I'm telling you, there's certain shit, man. Because my man Mikey, we was both high as fuck. We were swimming in the pool. He had the goggles on. He seen me underwater. And he was like, and we got out the water. Sika goes, yo, just the way you was just looking like right now is proof that humans was not made to be in this environment. Humans is not made to be swimming mad deep underwater and be up in the sky like this, bro. This is a human sorcery, B. Like, we're not supposed to be doing this. That's why shit like this be going down, bro. And you right, bro. Them doñas praying is way more effective than them fucking fake-ass oxygen masks that haven't popped since 1978. Them shits don't even got oxygen. It's just you breathing asbestos. And then the shits just drop down like... God damn.
I think that there's a lot of things that you could play around and be cheap with. A plane is not fucking one of them, bro.
You
should not be getting no fucking plane parts on Temu or fucking FashionNovaCurve.com to make these fucking airplanes.
Whole plane building that the Shine Factory? Shit is 98% Lycra, bro. Like, nah, this shit is aircraft, B. That shit is nuts, bro.
Shit like this make me never want to fly.
You feel me? Like, and it's crazy because, like, I'll be out here, like, Fat Joe, like, yo, I don't fly. The John Madden, the football dude, was notorious because he had a Madden bus because he wouldn't get on a plane. And I'm like, yo, y'all a mad pussy. Now I'm watching this, I'm like, damn, maybe I'm pussy. He's like, I'm definitely pussy because I might have jumped out that shit, bro. I wouldn't know what to do, B. Like, niggas just sitting there relaxing, bro. Looking at the pamphlets, ordering drinks. Nigga, there's a hole in this motherfucker, B.
We got to ask the dudes who thought they could land a plane in this situation with no previous training. Hello? What they would have done.
What they would do.
Hello. So, yo, we was talking earlier about, like, you know, men, you know what I'm saying? Thinking they know the most, you know what I mean?
Boo.
Boo, fuck out of here. And this is a wild telling stat that, that goes along with that. Half of all men with zero flight experience, meaning like they have never sat in a cockpit, never touched the whatever the fuck, they think that they could land a plane in an emergency.
Yeah. That sounds like all of my uncles and dads.
Yeah. They would just figure it out like last minute.
Yeah, exactly. It's that overconfidence. So it's just like, yeah, I can do whatever I want.
I got that.
I got it.
I think what it was
good
is that
for y'all.
We all watched Flight with Denzel.
And he was
off the YME. Yeah. He was off the YME. So I feel like, okay, well, if Denzel could do it, you feel me? Like, fuck it. I can land a plane upside down.
Shout out to Amber Rose, you know what I'm saying? A tremendous episode we did with her, where apparently 50% of men think they can land the plane with no instructions. And let me tell you right now, nigga, you are wrong. Because, motherfucker, that shit looks like a mixing board when you get behind there, bro.
It was like 60 or 80% of men really do think that they can land the plane.
Come on, dog.
Gotta appreciate the confidence, but fuck, bro, we're fucked as a society.
We are fucking screwed. You can't change a tire, my guy. You don't know where the donut is in your car. You tell me you can fly this plane? Get the
you
fuck out of here.
You get skipped at the barbershop, bro. What are you doing?
Yo. You sit on the cushion when they give you a shape-up, bro. You're not flying this plane. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yo, that's terrifying.
Yo, homie, and the people in the two seats that are right there are just macking, bro, with their masks on. It's crazy to me, bro.
Shit.
So apparently, a lot of people lost a bunch of their small belongings once the window opened.
Oh.
So a lot of people's phones and shit flew out.
Oh,
why did somebody find a phone? It fell 16,000 feet from the air, landed on grass. They picked it up and it was completely fine. They checked the thing and it was they checked the confirmation email and it was the same Alaskan flight.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
So people are finding shit on the ground.
Imagine your phone flies out of a plane and you're just walking around with the Find My. Play sound. Play the shit is like doo, 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 doo,
in the middle of the fucking Pacific Ocean.
Yo, fucking cacuñema.
Sometimes I wish we had this podcast, bro, when Ocean Gate was happening.
Oh my God. Yo, fam. Yo, it would have been an Ocean Gate podcast, but anyway, that's what we would have did. Cause yo, the motherfuckers are so dumb and so audacious.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like. Yo, money makes you audacious as fuck, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like fucking Jeff Miners, you know what I'm saying? All the motherfuckers, like, they got money. They think like, yo,
I'm the next
I do what I want.
Martin.
Yeah, right, pal. No doubt.
Like, you know they're not done, right? They're offering rides still.
No. What? Get the fuck. They put tape on the plane and said, like, let's keep it moving. Bro, this is not my fucking Toyota Sienna, dog. This is an aircraft.
Yo, capitalism will be the end of us,
yo,
dog.
Yo, facts.
Take a fucking break.
Yo, chill.
Let the plane chill. Rest. Let me get, order some new parts.
Yo, the plane got an IV. They're like, yo, get the fuck up. Be you up next, yo.
Oh,
runway
no.
7 is clear.
RIP, I was wrong. So right after it happened, they were just like, yo, we're going to get right back. This is the website today. Ocean Gate has suspended all exploration and commercial operations.
Because the one motherfucker that was driving this shit is dead. They,
right.
they had one guy.
Yo, that dude is different, bro.
Yo.
He was literally peer pressuring
facts.
People into going into that submarine.
It's safe, bro. It's safe.
He
bro.
Was calling them like, yo, I got a deal, bro. I'm gonna take off 10,000 for you. That's what he did with the father and the son.
Yo, I'm gonna give you a $10,000 discount.
On some hounding shit, bro. He was like, come on, like, just come through for a little bit.
Yo, Ty, be chill. Yo, my mom's ain't even here.
That we, fucking yo, asshole, bro.
Say, yo, you can smoke in there. It's cool. Like, yo, it's chill.
Damn, rest in peace, bro.
Yo, rest in peace.
He's an asshole, but rest in peace to the other people.
Yeah,
they didn't deserve that.
Shout out to him, though, because he killed a couple million billionaires, which is, you know, a service to society.
God damn it. Jesus Christ, bro.
Look at Shorty here. She's just cracking jokes in the aisle.
She's like, can you believe this?
Yo, it's crazy, right? Yo, there's a hole in
there's
the plane.
There's a keeping hole in the plane.
I would have been like, yo, can y'all stop at Wendy's real quick? Like, yo, go to the drive-thru, V. I'm trying to get a little Baconator. Little Dave Chappelle.
I gotta know what airline this is.
It's Alaska. Alaska Airlines. Alaska Airlines. You know what? I played it old as fuck because they got the USB-A port. You know
it's
what I'm
not.
Saying?
So this that's is actually USB. The follow-up. This is a 737 MAX 9.
Oh, that's a new flagship.
Does anybody remember the 737 MAX 8?
The
flying death trap?
Yeah, the fucking Destructo plane, bro.
This is the lead up to that. This is the new joint.
Oh, okay. All right, back. We in the Hyundai in the sky. All right,
these motherfuckers is making these planes in the back of a Staples parking lot, bro.
Yo, your uncle and my uncle is building these shits on Jerome right now. Talking about Bainar, Bucame, un, dos, tubo de eso. Yo, two tubes? That's why you need to make a plane, Theo? Yeah, see, no. I'm making plane in home in Santiago. That's how I got here. Fam, what did Tiger Woods do, bro?
I would
Why
love
is
to
he
go.
Trending? Why is it? Please,
you know, sometimes I think about my youth as a child, as a teenager, or adolescent.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the news cycle of fucking Tiger Woods where he cheated on his wife.
Yo,
bro, if I try to recall my fucking memory, I think that he committed mass murder. The way they ran that shit in the news,
yo,
they had pictures of mad white bitches everything. And just slow songs. I'm like, holy shit, bro. What is going on?
Yo, that shit was so ill because it was like, yo, I felt like, it was like the OJ situation.
Yeah,
where it's just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just like, yo, I know why all y'all white people is mad, and it's not because he murked shorty. It's because he's OJ and he's about to get away with this shit. It was the same shit with Tiger Woods, bro, when he did that shit, and then they put everything out there. They were like, yo, he was on Xanax, on Ambien, he was drinking vodka, he drove the whip.
They leaked the text messages. The text, talking crazy.
Sounded worse than Adam for the Maroon 5, nigga, like,
And
then you hear it in the Tiger Woods voice, but I don't hear it in Tiger Woods voice. I hear it in Dave Chappelle doing Tiger Woods. He's like, oh, yes, I want to lick your honeypot. I want to lick your honeypot from front to back. I'm like, God damn, bro, he was fucking regular shorties.
Yeah.
Like, shorty from Hostess at Applebee's type joints. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, nigga, you got so much money, bro. You could buy the cream of the crop pussy, bro. Like,
what do you mean, bro? The best pussy work at Applebee's and Olive Garden.
Nah,
where it's at, bro.
Yeah, nah,
all the nurses and the waitresses.
Ooh, talk about it.
They gonna do you right.
Yo, hey, I bought you home a blue manania, boo. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I ordered this burger and canceled it just for you.
Yo, let's go.
That's one thing. The bitches be ordering food at the restaurant and canceling it and they'll just take it like, oh yeah, they canceled it, so I'm gonna just take it home. So para que no se desperdicie.
Yeah.
So we don't gotta throw it out.
We don't gotta waste the food. I don't like to waste food. Yo, look at his jail pictures is crazy, but I don't even want to call that a mugshot because it's not just his face. But look at him. He's off several Xans, bro, in his photo. If you look up Tiger Woods mugshot where he got the white Nike dry fit on, because he's sweating bullets off them sands, bro.
He's asleep, standing up.
Straight up. You don't know where he is. He's going to wake up in his cell and be like, oh, is this the 18th hole? Where are we? Oh, am I about to win the FedEx Cup? Like, no, nigga, you in jail, bro. That was a hell of a round, Tiger.
How the fuck did we end up on Tiger Woods? That's so funny.
Because speaking of his mugshot in Nike, his partnership with Nike just officially ended.
Oh.
Just now? Damn. So, Nike couldn't wait. They were like, yo, let's get this watch motherfucker out of here, bro. Like, yo.
His son is now like a good golfer.
Yeah. He looked mad biracial, though, because Tiger looked black. You know what I'm saying? His son looked wild biracial. He looked like one of my kids and shit. He's going to be like, they're going to be like, the second black golfer to win the Masters is going to be Tiger Woods' son. Nigga look like fucking Ricky Schroeder. Yo, it's your boy, the Kid Mero, the human durag flap. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite Dominican uncle. This is Victory Light, you fucking coward. We'll be right back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, so Sunday was the Golden Globes. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we got to talk about it because it's entertainment, blah, 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 media, da, da, da. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch that shit. I didn't watch a lot of shit that won. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Rainey's in Japan right now buying used paintings. Although Liz did win Best Actress for pretending like you niggas are worth a damn.
Sure did. Sure did. And I'll be back next year for my next round. I did not watch that shit, unfortunately.
You know what I'm saying?
Too many white people make me uncomfortable.
Yo, so men did, you know what I'm saying? Men burned his eyeballs on our behalf. Who was like the big winners, bro? Like who cooked, who didn't cook?
It was exactly who you thought it was. You know, Succession, which is
of course
rich white people arguing in boardrooms.
Yes.
Oppenheimer, which is about two things. One, smart white people building bombs. But two, it's about a dude who never got over a girl he smashed. Wow. And it haunts him for most of his life.
Yo, so the only thing I did see about Oppenheimer was like a little cut scene where Shorty, he walks in on something like his wife getting piped or something like that, or a girl that he wants to get with getting
so
piped.
There's one scene where he's like, so Cillian Murphy's smashing Florence Pugh, but they're reading the Bhagavad Gita or some shit.
What?
They're like, and he says that line like, I am destroyer of worlds, while he's smashing it. It just like, it haunts him. But then there's another scene where his actual wife, played by Emily Blunt, is like in like a deposition along with Oppenheimer, and then she's just looking at her husband, and then she just sees Florence Pugh riding him.
Oh,
what?
So that might be the scene you're thinking of.
Yes, that's exactly the one. I'm like, damn, bro, damn. And I was just like, that's Oppenheimer, bro. He built an atomic bomb. Like, what you gonna tell him?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Succession won, Oppenheimer won. Did Barbie win? I thought Barbie was gonna sweep shit and win a bunch of shit.
Barbie, I don't remember Barbie doing. They won. Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't really do that well. The Bear.
They did win The Bear.
Ayo Edebiri. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? Rising star. You know what I mean? Young black actress. You know what I'm saying? Which I hope we turn the tide.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, having Taraji, we talked about this, but having Taraji say, yo, I'm not getting paid right, fucked me up. I was like, yo, you was on a prime time. You was on Empire, bro. That shit lasted like 5 seasons. That's a prime time fucking over the air ass fucking TV show. I assumed that if you are one of them shows, like that's just on a channel, like, yo, I'm a channel 4, channel 5, channel 2. It's like, yo, you rich, B.
Yeah.
You're definitely rich because you are on at 8 o'clock on Channel 4, bro. That's like Stabler and Benson time.
She said on Empire she was fighting to get a dressing room that wasn't full of bugs. She said she had roaches on that bitch. So it's been going on for a long ass time.
Yo, man. Lee Daniels, you coward. Fucking crazy, bro.
So
Scammer. Glazer, yeah, shut the Glazer for Glazer, you fucking coward. Yo, so then she came out and she spilled the tea. Mm-hmm. She said that for The Color Purple, which also was, which I think is going to go crazy next year during award season. That shit is awards bait to the fullest. She was saying that they had to self-report. And I was like, at first, I was like, oh, I was like, this rings a bell. I don't know what this means. And I remember when I first started at Vice, I had to drive my rickety ass Honda all the way from the Bronx to Brooklyn. I'm like, yo, they got Taraji a rental car and was like, bitch, get yourself to this fucking set. Instead of getting somebody to pick her up and bring her. It's like, bro, that's Taraji, B. You're going to put her in a Hyundai and be like, drive around by yourself in Atlanta?
Right.
That's like, you a victim. Like, that's crazy, bro. Like, and she's been vocal about that shit. Shout out to her, you know what I mean? Because, yo, it's fucked up.
Absolutely. It's crazy. It's crazy that she says it's been going on for so long, because she says every role of hers get bigger and bigger and she gets all these awards and these accolades and people say she did an amazing job, but they still pay her the same.
Yo.
So I was like, where's the fucking elevation?
That
is crazy. And you know what? This is teaching me. We're all being fucking lied to. All of us are being lied to, bro. You at your job and your boss, you think your boss got it paid. He's struggling too. He poor as fuck.
Yo, capping.
Everybody's being underpaid. Think,
like, what's the point in having management?
Because
they'll see the progression, and it just kind of seems like maybe it's not just your boss that doesn't want to pay you. Maybe it seems like their boss, like your boss, knows they can go to your lawyer or your agent.
Oh, yeah.
And get in on it together.
Speak on it,
Mr. Victor. Speak with the sauce.
I'm just making assumptions. I'm just making assumptions.
You are asking very good questions.
That's a fact, bro, because
it's like one entity can't be racist on its own. It seems like a few work together to keep it that way.
Oh! You gotta drop a flex bomb on that shit.
Right, because what do you mean? If I have a TV role, right? Let's say they pay me $20,000 to appear in a show.
Yeah.
Next show, I have more people watching me. I have, you know, a higher whatever.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be paid $50,000. If I have a manager, you are not supposed to just accept that role because they offered you 20. What do you mean? No. My client was worth $20,000 5 years ago. Now she's worth 15, 20 more.
Talk your shit.
Can you do that or not? All right, so we moving on. So motherfuckers is either failing her on both ends, because why are you even accepting the shit if they're not paying her?
That part. And that's what I'll say, because, like, yo, and from personal experience, I can tell you, when you come in the game and, like, your representation, whoever it is, lawyers, da-da-da-da-da, man, them motherfuckers, they all in cahoots. You know what I'm saying? But then at the same time, you come in, they still, like Cam says, you how you older than me, you still a little nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come in the game and they look at you like that.
Yeah.
And they just, that's, you just a little... You know what I'm saying? Like, and it could be, fam, I just swept the fucking Golden Globes. What the fuck you mean? I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking lit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it comes to, like, kind of double standards, which people are seeing with Claudine Gay a lot right now. But what I would say is, comparatively, if you look what, like, the Stablers are making while not winning awards, like, the Stablers are, and shout out to Stabler, like, make your money.
Get your bread, bro.
But Taraji was saying she was making about 175. And her counterparts in prime time on shows that are doing similarly well, we're making between 750 and 800 per episode.
Jesus Christ.
Per episode.
So it's not about how much you're making, though it is, but it's not, but it is. It's about comparatively, why is there a double standard for the same work?
Yep.
And we all know the answer.
Yo, come on. I'm like, yo, the white girl that fell down the stairs in the first season of Empire, if she got paid more than Taraji, I'm rioting, bro.
And Taraji's a fucking legend. Let's talk about that,
you know what
bro?
I'm saying? And that's the shit with me. It's like, yo, when you work in Hollywood, face recognition is like the most important. It's like, yo, I'm gonna go see that movie because that person's in it. I recognize them. Mm-hmm. I like them. I like what they do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you get to that level, bro, where it's like, nobody says Taraji. I mean, people say Taraji P. Henson, but if you see her, yo, that's Taraji. You see in a movie, yo, that's Taraji.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, all the awards, all the shit, man. Fuck these niggas, man. But yo, in that generation of black actors is Nia Long. You know what I'm saying? Who also probably not getting paid enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a pocket watcher, but I'm assume the same. But yo, her ex-man, Ime Udoka, is ordered to pay 32 bands a month in child support. So, I mean, like, and this is, so I got mad kids and I'm a dude. So I'm like, I feel like my opinion on this would probably be skewed. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, $32,000 a month? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I know it's like on a, based on the scale. You smile like you, we gotta get video ASAP because, yo, the smirk on his face right now is like, God, say some stupid shit, motherfucker. But yo, I'm like, yo, I don't spend 30 bands a month on my kid, bro. I'm like, am I doing something wrong? Like, or is it, because I know the actuality of it is, if you make a mad bread, it's like a percentage. It's not like, yo, this is what it takes to raise a kid, or let's find out.
Exactly.
It's based on what you make. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, you need 30 bands, bro? It was supposed to be more. And they settled on like 32. It was supposed to be like 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
And Lil Homie's 12. So I don't mean, like, where I stand on it is, so, is like, yo, could it be me? You know what I'm saying? First of all, because I'm not out here putting my Udoka in right. Foreign. You know what I'm saying? But damn, man. 32 bands, bro.
Me dolio,
yo. I started holding my nuts like, damn, my nuts hurt. They reading that shit. I'm like, yo, but fam, $32,000 is a lot of money.
It is. And honestly, I don't have no kids, bro, but I don't know if it costs that much. But I stay out of rich people problems. That's not my business, because I see that they calculate the things based off of what they spend. So if your child, if I got a bum ass kid and I spend $150 at the daycare, it's different than Nia Long sending her kid to a private fucking school for $7,000 a week.
Thanks.
So, I mean, it might be that kind of difference. I don't know. But again, I stay my poor ass out of rich people problems, because that's the problem with society today. Everybody got opinions about shit that don't make no sense. This is the thing, bro. People be arguing for years worth of people's problems that we'll never have.
Ever.
Bro.
Ever. And that's what I'll be wanting to say to motherfuckers. Because like, damn, I was about to say regular dudes. Some of y'all dusty motherfuckers will sit up there and be like, nah, bro, that's crazy. He's getting ripped off. Da 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 da. It's like, fam, this is his problem.
Right.
You feel me? Like, my man, the fry's been beeping on Fry Later for like 5 minutes, and you over here trying to get this tweet off. You know what I mean? With your bullshit.
It reminds me of the people who be hating on like prenups, and it's like, yo, my bitch gotta do it like this, this, and this, and this. And it's like, bro, you can't put a prenup on 16 pairs of Foot Locker Jordans. You're good, bro. You're good. You're safe. Trust me.
Oh, you want to put a prenup on those Travis Scott 4s, bro? That's what you want to put a prenup
on? Your Kanye West collection?
Those are your assets, my nigga? All like, right, my boy. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, motherfuckers start dividing assets. He's like, yo, listen. When I came in a relationship, I had 10 hoodies. Yo, you took 2 of them shits to sleep in.
This is why I don't trust bitches. Bitches be stealing.
They be stealing. Yo, I'm here to tell you right now, that is such a lie, because I don't know if it's just me, because I'm me, or I'm washed, or whatever it is, I'm sentimental. But like, anytime I get like a them cozy like merch promotional shirts, mm-hmm. like I give it to my wife, bro, because she sleeps in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And they organic kind, they soft and shit. I'm like, I'm not putting on no fucking, I love you, Seth, but I'm not putting That's on no cute. Seth Meyers shirt.
I love that Heather has you trained already.
You feel me?
Like, all your shit is hers.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, we in this together. You know what I'm saying? Also, I don't want to clean up the dog when they throw up. You know what I'm saying? Dog mama is not for me. So she handles that. So you get all the t-shirts, man.
Speaking of dogs, you know, we recently got my sister a puppy for Christmas.
Yes, that was a beautiful moment, yo.
Yes, it was.
She was crying.
That
shit made me tear up.
Bro, she's wanted that specific dog, that Frenchie, since she was 12, bro.
Oh, my
She's like 37 now.
Yo,
nah, she's not. She's like 33. She's coming. She hit that shit.
Yeah, she's like, motherfucker. I'm trying to make me a quad and throw out here.
She's
early,
33
bro.
Now. But yeah, she's wanted that dog for so long. But yeah. Now she is in the stage of training this dog. And like, we've never had like a real dog in our family. So all this shit is new to us. I'm out buying shit for dogs now, bro.
I'll be
FaceTiming him and shit. Like, let me see my nephew. This shit is sad, bro.
Yo,
this shit is sad, and it turned me into a bitch.
Them little dogs will turn you into an old white woman so fast.
Yeah.
Like, you pick the motherfucker up, like, exactly. Carry him around.
I
want to
take him everywhere.
They're like, yo, you can't come in here, bro. This is the gynecologist's office. You're like, nah.
You start buying them accessories and shit. Oh, yo, get me out of here,
once
man.
Once you buy the nigga shoes, it's over. If you buy him shoes,
bro, they bought him a coat. They got him a little puff jacket.
My man out here with this 700 North Face bubble. Like, yo, what's up?
Oh, man.
And yo, we were talking about like uninformed, you talk about rich people's business and motherfuckers minding their business and having opinions that are completely fucking uninformed and they have nothing to do with reality. And then they just don't know. You know what I'm saying? So how can you have an opinion about something you don't know about? You know right. what I'm saying? Which is why this is the perfect time to ask you what your NFL playoff predictions are. You know what I'm saying? We got the board up here right here.
This is awesome.
We got the board up here.
Yo.
Wild card, the last game of the season for the Giants is this Sunday that just passed. So weekend slate, Super Wild Card weekend. We got, I'm going to read these off and you can tell me who's going to win. And by how many touchdowns?
Okay.
I bet. All right, so the first game we got on tap is the Cleveland Browns, quarterbacked by Deshaun Watson versus his former team, the Houston Texans. And here's a little fact about Deshaun Watson. He likes people touching his penis. You know what I'm saying? Masseuses, he was making masseuses touch his penis. You know what I'm saying? And then he got punished by signing in Cleveland for $240 million guaranteed.
Hold on. Rewind that part about the masseuses.
So my man was out here getting masseuses to masseuse his meat. But he wasn't really asking. He was more like telling them to do it. You feel me? Which is very fucked up. And a lot of them were like, yo, I did not feel comfortable doing this, clearly, because I'm a professional. I'm like, this is not what I do. You know what I mean? So he caught mad cases. And it was basically like, yo, you're a cook, bro. Like, if I'm a librarian, if I'm a teacher, if I'm a podcasting-ass motherfucker, and I just be like, out here, whip my meat out, start playing with it, you're out of here.
Yes.
And you're going to sue me, and I'm going to jail. All that shit is happening. None of that happened to this motherfucker, B.
Wow.
And then he got, like, 140 M's guaranteed to play in Cleveland. I guess that's why, because it's Cleveland. But your prediction on this fucking, on the Master Bowl. The masturbation
what
bowl.
Was the names of the soccer teams?
The Cleveland Browns versus the Houston Texans. Who you got?
The Knicks, definitely.
The Knicks?
By a landslide. I'm going to say the one on the right.
The Texans, the one with the little star?
Yeah.
I bet. So, yo, so Cleveland, Houston, Liz Bell got the Texans, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Lock it in. Next game. Miami Dolphins versus Kansas City Chiefs. Quick fact about Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce, who is Mr. Taylor Swift, plays for that team, and he's like the guy on that
team.
Yeah. You know what I'm
I think that Kansas City's going to win because Miami Dolphins are going to be too high off of the coke. They're going to be hungover. They're going to be fucked up. They're going to, Kansas City got
Kansas City got it, yo. You heard it here first. Benico and Miami's too strong. Next up, we got the fucking Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Buffalo Bills.
I'm gonna go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, Buffalo Bills. Get that fucking name out of here. You sound like bozos. I hate it already.
And right after that is the Green Bay Packers versus the Dallas Cowboys. Who's winning that one?
I'm gonna say the Dallas Cowboys.
Is that like a name you recognize? Because what they say about Dallas Cowboys is that they America's team. Everybody knows the Dallas Cowboys. Is that true, or is that too
much? I mean, I do recognize the name, but I recognize the Green Packers, too. They remind me of the Gatorade logo.
Yo. So who you got? You say you got the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'm going to do the Cowboys.
All right, Cowboys got that one. Next up, the Los Angeles Rams versus the Detroit Lions. Historically, Detroit has been very bad. This year, they have been very good. So, you know what I'm saying? What say you?
I'm going to give it to Detroit. Let's give it to the underdog.
Let's go, baby. Everybody in the 313, put your hands up and follow me. Skibbity me. All right. And the final one on tap is the Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts, who is, I think if you saw him, you might not know his name, but if you saw his face, I feel like you'd be like, God damn, that's my guy.
Yeah. I'll be doing that a lot.
You know what I mean? So Philadelphia Eagles versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's show you Jalen Hurts first before you make your decision. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be super biased now. Oh, I recognize this bitch. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean that. Very handsome.
Because that's the thing, too. He's like a heartthrob. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he squats 600 pounds, Or no. He does 600. What is he? He can leg press 600 pounds, some shit like that. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
he's a very strong. Good as hell. Mm-hmm. What hockey team was it again?
The Philadelphia Eagles. That's another fact. They're one of the most racist. Yes, that is true.
Oh, so he be going through with that.
Yeah, so they got one of the most racist fan bases in sports, and they've had two of the most famous black quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. How does that work out? You know what I'm saying? They had Donovan McNabb back in the day, and now they got him. You know what I'm saying? And did he have the fake dreads like from 8 Mile, or is that real?
That's who look like the 8 Mile way.
You ain't got the My Guy 5 dreads?
One, not a joint. Fucking Terrence, what's his name?
Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard out on.
Come on, man. You know these extensions is fake, man. Come on now. I got 40 inches of Malaysian bundle on tech, man. Come on. I told you I need 4C. I'm light-skinned. Yo, Terrence Howard at a weave store. Gotta be crazy. Imagine they made him self-report to the weave store to get the dreads like they did Taraji.
I feel like they would have. I would have put it past them, bro. I could see that happening.
Terrence Howard at Mo Tresses on White Plains Road. So I'm like, oh, come on, man. I need that wavy four. So you got the Eagles or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
The Eagles. Fuck whatever the fuck they talking about. Tavernier's, Cavaniers, whatever the fuck.
Tavernier's. Fuck the Tavernier's. Yo, there you go. Yo, lock all those bets in. They're all going to hit because Liz is a goddess and a genius. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Please trust me. I watch sports. I know everything.
Yo.
All right, we be back. We got to pay some bills. Thank you, bitches.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
And we're back, you cowards. Enjoy the show. Yo, real quick, shout out to Rainey. He's in Japan, you know what I'm saying? But he got his little new EP out, you know what I'm saying? It's called Urban Tundra. Mm-hmm. I did the intro, you know what I mean? He be out here doing music, right? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Listen, bro, when you get back, we're going to do a bachata album, okay?
So get ready, B. Buy a Japanese guitar while you're out there, my G. We need you.
Rainey, I listened to that album today, bro. Wow. Amazing. If you have not heard Urban, ¿cómo se dice?
Tundra.
Urban Tundra. He fucking killed that. I got to say, my two favorite songs is Giving Pressure and A Shadow Over Kingsbridge. If you have not heard those songs, please.
Go rock that.
Please, please, please go listen to that album. Rainey is talented as fuck.
He
went crazy, bro. He really went crazy that whole album. But we appreciate your fucking contribution to the creative community.
That's right, you bald bitch.
He was in here working even before the podcast, so I'm glad he put it out.
Word.
We love you, nigga.
Yeah, I love you, bald bastard, you tattoo head motherfucker. Our own Birdman, nigga, got the head tattoo and shit. I hope you're rubbing your hands together in Japan. Enjoy life, brother.
Amen.
Yo. All right, yo. Listen, we at the tail end of the program, y'all, and it's time for the Mero Mailbag.
Yeah.
Man, who we got?
MadWeb897 asks, any advice on how to be less socially awkward? You seem really comfortable with public speaking. Do you get nervous before shows?
Do you ever get nervous? Are you high right now? Hell yeah, if I get right. I'm gonna ask you because you are an orator. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
I'm gonna let you go first because my answer is mad basic.
Well, honestly, bro, I spent from 18 to 21 years old speaking in front of thousands of people when I was in network marketing. Yeah, we used to speaking in front of tens of thousands of people, and that really helped me get out of my comfort zone and just being like, who gives a fuck about what anybody has to say to you? But to be less socially awkward, honestly, is all you got to do is get out there. The reason you're socially awkward is because you haven't been out there. You haven't had conversations and you haven't developed a free personality just yet, but just keep putting yourself out there. You're going to learn yourself. Once you really find out who you are, bro, it's a wrap from there. You're going to be comfortable in any situation. You might have a little fear and a little bit of anxiety because of if you're public speaking, if you got to do something like this or in front of people, but that's normal.
That's regular, bro. It's just, it's called nerves, you know what I'm saying? But maybe it's possible that you are a bitch-ass motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's possible. I'm going to assume that you are not, you know what I'm saying? Because my advice for public speaking is, because I have certain strategies, you know what I'm saying? Because anxiety be fucking me up. I just key in on one person, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, I like intimate conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Same.
I love this type of shit. Like, you be saying, hey, I feel like there's no blunt lit, but there's a spiritual blunt lit that we pass it back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we just in a safe just chilling. So I just try to do that and focus on one person. Whoever looks like they having a good time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at the motherfucker with their arms crossed, looking mad, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got to pay extra child support. Sorry, Ime. But, like, I'm looking at somebody directly in the eyes that's looking at me, and they're smiling, and it gives me confidence.
Yeah.
Now that we're playing what I call energy tennis. It's like, yo, you give me good energy, I give you good energy back, and we just rock out until until the show's over. You know what I'm saying? And then the socially awkward thing, you dead on. Like, it's just, bro, go outside. Life is like baseball, bro. Like, if you talk to 10 people and three of them like you, you're a star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you batting 300, bro. You're an all-star. So go out there and just... I know it's hard, you know what I'm saying? It's easy, much, much, much easier said than done. But go out there and just talk to people, B.
Yeah,
you know
be yourself, bro.
Yeah,
it really is, because I know what he means in the sense of being socially anxious, because I've suffered with that. But be yourself, bro. If you are not somebody who is super social and you don't want to shake hands with 100 people in the room, zone in on one person, like Meryl was saying. You see somebody, you think that they got to... You know, they matching your energy. You find somebody to talk to something about. You don't got to be on some, hi, how you doing?
What's your favorite
color? Like, bro, talk all that shit. Be yourself. Me, I'm a very, like, if you see me at a social event, I would look standoffish because I'm usually playing a corner. And just, you know, I'll be in my own vibe. I'll speak with people, but it'll be a one-on-one. Bro, take your personality wherever you go. Don't try to be nobody else.
That's it. That's it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Wow, that's damn. You should write a book. She did write a book. Go get that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so Amazon
baby.
Right now.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Got to plug that. Also, we have one more mailbag question. I hope we helped you, MadWeb.
RR196 asks, how you balance wanting to be in the hood and not wanting to be in the hood?
Ooh.
I'm still BX all fucking day and still live here. But now that I'm getting older, I find myself thinking about that Fairlawn lifestyle. Am I officially washed? Sometimes I still just want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Bro, this ties perfectly in with the last question, bro. Just be yourself. If you want to do hood rat stuff for your friends, do hood rat stuff for your friends. Just be safe. I'm still out here doing graffiti, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? Still out here doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm still, Mero has changed very little. You know what I'm saying? From the outside Mero. Victor will tell you, he's like, nah, he didn't. He's like, yo, the motherfucker's just not a felon. Yo, so listen, my thing is, that comes with age. I feel like with age, mm-hmm. like you kind of don't, you want to be in the mix, but on your terms. You know what I mean? Like you don't want to just come outside and everybody's in front of the building hanging out and now you're forced to hang out in front of everybody mm-hmm. in front of the building. That used to be it. You know what I mean? Like I would just pull up on the block and everybody's hanging out outside. And that shit is fun, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Like you just out 20 yeah. deep, drinking, smoking, hanging out, talking shit, cutting ass on each other. Like mm-hmm. I feel like people that don't, haven't had that experience, don't understand that it's actually entertaining. Yes. Bro. Like you'd be like, yo, you dirtbag, get off the block. But it's just like, fam, I'm having fun here. Like yeah. I saw this meme of like a dude in Tim's and like a Versace robe on the beach on like in Fiji. And he was just like, the speech bubble was just like, damn, I want to go back to the block. This shit is dead. Like, yo, this shit is dead. I'm like, yo, you in Tahiti, nigga. Yeah. Enjoy Tahiti. But at the same time, it's like, damn, you know what? I really want an Italian burger for Kennedy Fried. You know what I'm saying? That has yeah. no Italian ingredients. The only thing that's Italian on it is the hero. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo,
I need that.
You know what's crazy? I was having this conversation the other day. A lot of people don't have that experience, but as a New Yorker, that's how we build our friendships.
Hello?
Like, literally, we don't have public parks. We don't have public pools for you to do in the shit. No, we go to the malls. We sit on stoops. We open up pumps. We talk shit. We get to know each other. We cut each other's ass. That's our friendship, meaning we could be at a beach and have a good time, but we could also be on a block.
Yes.
With a beer and a fucking seltzer water and be fine and have a good time.
Yo, facts. Yo, just like two hard seltzers, B, and a wet rag for my dome, yo.
That's a clip, a little roach, and you fine. Yes, bro, you having a good time.
Yo, bust me down to that Newport, B. I'm going to go get a $5 bottle of Parmesan. I'm going to come back. And we're going to take our shirts off and drink the shit in front of the building. But we're going to have a great time. But yo, this is what I'm telling you, my brother. Listen, if you want that suburban lifestyle, just get a car that gets good gas mileage, B, and go back and hang out in front of the building, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like bad advice, but it's good. Unless you're fucking, listen, don't go out there with two Rolexes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It looking like food. But yo, if that's your hood and that's where you're from, bro, who's going to tell you not, you can't hang out on your block? You know what I mean?
It's like, okay to grow up and not want to be in the mix all the time right. and just want to dibble and dabble.
You know what I mean?
It's all right to want to build a family and build a life, a quiet one. And then, you know, get a little drunk and high on the weekends with your man.
Exactly.
That's fine.
Thank you.
You just got to find a balance. That's all.
Talk about it. See, Liz is a nice, is an understanding woman, but don't fuck with her.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
You don't want to get jumped by me and Andy, bro. That would be terrible, bro.
And yeah. What's crazy is that'll come before me because I'm going to get to you first. They're going to have to pull me off you, bitch.
Yo, yeah, I don't know about this, but she'll dive over the fucking court to fucking shit, man.
I can't jump that high, but I'll get there, motherfucker. Some way.
Yo. Bring you live episode 16. Sweet 16, yeah, bitch. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Yo, the godless Bell Ortiz, Uncle Victor's back from Italy, baby. It was not salmonella. The reports came back. He's good. He's clean, baby. He just got the clap. He's going to take a pill. He's be all right. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying? Minutes in the building. Friends is in the building. Hassan insane. What's going on this weekend? Where you at this weekend? I know you somewhere. Booked and busy. He got to look at his Apple Watch.
Yeah.
To see where he's in Ibiza. Littlefield on Friday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Go check out the God, Hassan himself, y'all. Listen, we will be right back in a couple days, B. Stay tuned. Stay turned up. Stay with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we love you. You love us. And it's only getting better. We'll be right back later this week, you cowards. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. Stay with us. Stay locked in. You know what I'm saying? Keep touching nipples until they hot. You know what I mean? Free Freaky, Free Palestine. You heard?
Yeah.
A victory light.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.